Andrew, it of course being budget time in Harrisburg, SEPTA, the Southeastern Pennsylvania Regional Transit Authority, they're crying the blues financially again. Bring us up to speed on what size of deficit they're looking at and what are they threatening if they don't get more tax dollars?
They are currently looking at a pretty big deficit that would require significant service cuts and over 20% fare increases. Now, what they're looking for and what the proposal is out there now is for the state to direct an additional 1.75% of sales and use tax revenue to mass transit. Obviously, this will benefit transit agencies across the state, but mainly SEPTA here in the Southeast. And that would bring the total share of sales and use tax revenue that public transportation receives to over 10%. And one of the things that I've heard, a big myth that I've heard, is that state funding to mass transit has not increased. And while the percentage of sales and use tax has not increased, sales and use tax revenue has increased, and they're still receiving a significant share to the point where state funding of public transportation is actually up 36% since 2015-16.
Taking a look at the bigger picture, the overall state budget, we have a bit of a rainy day fund, although the governor is threatening to pretty much spend it down. So would that sort of an increase in state funding for mass transit, public transit, would it be sustainable over the long haul?
Absolutely not. The way we are spending money as it is not sustainable over the long haul with a multi-billion dollar deficit that is projected to increase over the coming years. And taking money away from the general fund and directing it to mass transit agencies is certainly not sustainable with the way we're spending money right now.
There is something called the Public Transportation Trust Fund. It's something I venture to say most people have not heard of. Can you tell us what the Public Transportation Trust Fund is? It apparently has quite a surplus. How did that come about?
Yes. It is one of those off-budget special funds. The funding mechanism gets a little convoluted, as do many things with the state budget. But the state is currently holding a $2.3 billion surplus in that trust fund. We've seen over the past few years more and more money being directed to that annually, and it's allowed that fund to build up a substantial surplus, especially at a time where the state is spending in a deficit.
So they're sitting on this $2.3 billion surplus, Andrew, and there are significant needs, capital as well as operational needs for SEPTA and other public transportation systems around the state. Wouldn't it be prudent to dip into that before we start raiding other funds or increasing fees or taxes?
Absolutely. We have this surplus amount of money in excess of $2 billion. And when you look at SEPTA's budget, they're only in a $213 million budget deficit starting July 1st, 2025. So there is certainly enough money that already exists to be allocated to these mass transit agencies.
Let's talk for a minute now about ridership. We saw a big dip in ridership, obviously, during COVID when many people were staying at home. We're 5 years away from that pandemic now. Has ridership rebounded?
It has rebounded to a certain degree, but certainly not to pre-pandemic levels. Looking at the latest data we have available from January, they do have February data, but that's skewed by the Eagles parade. but in January, SEPTA system-wide ridership was at 72% of pre-pandemic levels. And this varies a bit within the services that they offer. Subway and trolley ridership was about 68%. Bus ridership was a little higher at 77%. And regional rail ridership was actually far below that at 62%. And when you really get into the weeds and look at each regional rail line, there's some certain rail lines that are really, really struggling to recoup that pre-pandemic ridership. In, for example, the Warminster line is at 36% of pre-pandemic levels. And I think it's kind of gotten to the point, 5 years after the fact, that it's time to consider whether or not pre-pandemic ridership is a reasonable standard to meet.
As well, taking a look at the lines, you mentioned one here in particular. Has there been any effort by SEPTA to do a comprehensive study on ridership and determine whether or not all these lines are needed, whether or not the buses and trains need to run as frequently? Have they taken a look at any of that?
They have done that on the bus side. They called it the SEPTA bus revolution. This is a multi-year process that started shortly after the pandemic, I believe. And they actually went through the process, completed the study, got their recommendations, and were ready to implement it, and then decided that they did not have enough money to implement the cost-saving measures. To me, that doesn't make much sense. I think if I were talking to SEPTA, I would encourage them to keep taking those steps, you know, like the bus revolution, where they're looking at the services they offer and determining whether or not that it is the best way to serve their constituents and whether or not they can serve the constituents in a more cost-effective manner. Unfortunately, outside of the bus revolution, which has been delayed, they haven't really done that at all.
You know you're in trouble when you don't have enough money to implement cost savings measures. Only in government do you hear this stuff. We are talking with Andrew Holman, a policy analyst with the Commonwealth Foundation, SEPTA, the Southeastern Pennsylvania Regional Transit Authority. They're once again asking for hundreds of millions of dollars more from taxpayers in order to fund a system that really hasn't been reformed in a very long period of time. So we're taking a look at all of this. What about their labor picture here, Andrew? Do they still have the same number of employees? If they have a lot fewer riders, have they been able to cut their number of employees at all? Has there been any effort at labor union reform?
There have been some efforts on the administrative side with some cuts and austerity measures, but not really on at the service level. And it seems like every week, every month, every year, there's always threats of a SEPTA strike of some sort. I believe the bus operators were, those negotiations got tense a bit earlier this year. There hasn't been any cuts at the service level yet, but they have cut a little bit on the administrative side.
As well, let's take a look at some of the areas they've been spending money on that really raise your eyebrows a bit. One, and this I found particularly interesting in view of the fact that President Trump currently is engaged in a tariff war with the Chinese, but there was one of these bullet points in a Commonwealth Foundation study that they gave $50 million to a company owned by the Chinese for non-existent rail cars. What's that all about?
A few years ago, SEPTA began the public bidding process for a company to make new rail cars for them. And this company run by the Chinese government came in as the lowest bidder. And essentially, along the way, there were a ton of issues working with that Chinese company, to the point where the SEPTA did not receive any train cars, and the contract was canceled. And unfortunately, this has happened in other places as well. Massachusetts had a similar run-in with the same Chinese company, where they still have not gotten any rail cars from the company. I personally don't think that spending $50 million on non-existent rail cars is the best use of money, but that's just me.
Raising the question, how do you spend $50 million before you realize that you're not going to get the product that you asked for? That brings us to SEPTA management. And another area where they appear to have spent a considerable, even a lot more money, was on developing a new key card system. It doesn't work?
That is correct. The whole SEPTA key rollout was the first time it was a mess, and they've decided to come back and try it again. May I mention, with the same company that did the payment system in New York, which also was behind schedule and over budget.
And they're also paying a lot of legacy costs. Did I see one line item you have here, more than $400,000 to a former CEO? How does that come about?
Yes, I guess that was a provision in the former CEO's contract where she would still be compensated if she left the organization. But this year, SEPTA is on the hook for over $400,000 in compensation for that former CEO.
So we have all of this spending that is not really getting us anything at all. In the meantime, as part of the funding for SEPTA, we also see that other pots of money not related to mass transit at all, and people who never set foot on a SEPTA bus or a SEPTA train or even look at a SEPTA platform are paying in, like the Turnpike and other places. We still see that occurring?
Absolutely. It's quite jarring. I was looking at FTA data of mass transit agencies across the country, specifically with over $1 billion in operating expenses. And among those, SEPTA receives the fourth largest share of state funding at 45%, the third smallest share of local funding, around 7%, and the third smallest share of fair funding, around 20%. So really, the state is already on the hook for a massive, massive part of SEPTA's operating budget. And here they are asking for more. And it's not fair to those not living in the Southeast who will never use SEPTA to be on the hook for those costs.
I would imagine public opinion is not much in favor of this. Commonwealth Foundation has done some survey research. What were the top line numbers of that?
Yes, only 35% of Pennsylvania voters support the proposed bailout that would direct an additional 1.75% in sales and use tax revenue to mass transit. And it makes sense. Most Pennsylvania voters will never see any benefit.
Let's talk here as we sort of wind down, Andrew, a bit about the safety component of it and the quality of environment that riders are finding, given the fact that the funding is going to things that produce no real tangible benefit. Have any safety concerns been raised?
Yes, absolutely. This was a horrible, horrible issue after the pandemic. Things have reined in a little bit, but they're still worse than they were before the pandemic. Aggravated assaults are up, robberies are up, there are horrible things like rapes are up. And then on top of all this, there's the quality of life violations, smoking on the trains, trash in the trains, public urination, the whole host of things. It's all happening on SEPTA, and while there has been some progress, it's still not good.
We have been talking with Andrew Holman, who is a policy analyst at the Commonwealth Foundation. We do have folks from the Commonwealth Foundation on the show quite a bit, but Andrew, tell us a little bit about Commonwealth.
Yeah, Commonwealth Foundation is Pennsylvania's free market think tank. We are helping Pennsylvania write the next chapter in America's story by transforming free market ideas into public policies, empowering all Pennsylvanians to thrive. You can check us out on our website at www.commonwealthfoundation.org.
Andrew Holman of the Commonwealth Foundation. Andrew, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.